Hello and welcome back to In Depth on the all of our Lotus radio stations. I'm still Ian Sorensen. I'm still your host in the chair opposite me. It is Timothy Shepherd, who is the basically you're the head of Veteran Claims Consultation. Is that correct?
Correct.
Wonderful. And what does this organization do?
What we do is we specialize in appeals for veterans who have been denied benefits from the Veterans Administration, and we take their case. Review it, and then appeal it either at the local level or all the way to Washington, D.C.
Wow. So you've been able to take it that far?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, very cool. So what would be, I guess, the grounds for a veteran not being able to get their benefits?
It can be
a range of things?
Right. A complete range of things from somewhat incompetency to just someone's opinion.
Okay.
Any number of things. Maybe some information was left out during the appeal process, or the veteran didn't have good guidance. That's actually one of the biggest issues.
Okay. And I'm sure you provide that guidance as well. Right?
Absolutely.
Cool. That's really cool. What I mean, other than your organization, is there places or people that veterans can go to kind of have more guidance when it comes to filling out the paperwork and so on?
Yes, they can go to the service organizations, AMVETS, DAV, Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Very good.
They'll help them, especially on initial claims. The vast majority of our clients come from the service organizations. They're not satisfied with them, and they'll come to us, and we'll take them in and review the claim and look for the errors that were made during the claims process.
I got you. So is this a huge problem right now? I feel like I've been hearing about it a lot, especially when it comes to benefits, health insurance for veterans, a variety of things.
It is. Okay. It is. It's so complicated because veterans law was closed to attorneys and claims agents like myself for since like about 1946 until 2007. And veterans couldn't hire a claims agent or an attorney to represent them, and they had to go with the service organizations. And a lot of veterans were not happy with that because they wanted to be able to be represented by who they want to be represented by.
Right.
So about 90% of my clients come from service organizations.
Okay. And speaking of, you're having a big event, I think April 6th. Is that the date of it?
April 6th, okay. 4 p.m. at Tentor Distillery at 490 Mill Street. It's going to be basically a class on how to file a claim, how to properly file a claim, what information to use, what information that will help the veteran in the initial claim process or a claim for increase, claims of secondary issues to medical issues, things like that.
Okay.
And we're going to go over everything, and it's all at no cost. We'll even buy you a beer at Tentor.
Okay, fantastic. So any veterans who might be listening, definitely jump on board and attend this thing. And how long, I mean, it feels like there's, I mean, again, bureaucracy is such a common thing. How long does it take for claims to be, I guess, approved in this day and age?
Initial claims at this time are taking 3, 4, 6 months.
Wow.
That's fast.
Right. And that's the fastest. That's best case scenario.
Appeals, on the other hand, can take years.
Really?
They can take years, especially, you have the local level. You first appeal at the local level.
Okay.
And then if the veteran's not satisfied with that, it can then go to Washington, which is called the Board of Veterans Appeals in Washington. And then it can even go to the Court of Veterans Appeals, which is basically the Supreme Court of Veterans Law.
Okay.
And it can take years. It's frustrating. We take a lot of the frustration away from the veteran. We handle everything.
Good.
The veteran doesn't have to fill out forms or sign anything once we take over the case. And we do everything we can in reviewing service medical records, VA exams, the rating decision itself. Looking for those errors where the veteran was basically denied based on an error.
Yeah. So when it comes to the veterans, is there a certain kind, I guess, generation of veteran you're servicing the most when it comes to, say, Afghanistan, Iraq, Vietnam?
Obviously, the World War II guys are passing away.
Right.
I don't believe we have any World War II veterans. The last few that we had, unfortunately, passed away before a decision could be made. And
it was based
on complete incompetency on the part of the VA. The Korean War guys they're passing away. So a lot of the veterans are the Vietnam era.
Okay.
And Iraq, Afghanistan. But the thing to remember, any veteran at any time, as long as you're in service, if you have an injury in service, it doesn't have to be combat related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be, you know, an accident or something that happened while you're on duty because you're on 24/7.
Right.
So anything,
could even be
anything
during training or something?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Even off duty.
Okay.
So anything that happens to a veteran or happened to a veteran while they were on active duty, and it's in the service medical records for the most part, the veteran can claim that injury as a result of service. And a lot of veterans don't know that, and they have severe injuries from service that, you know, they think, well, I can't claim this. I wasn't in combat. And that's not the case.
Okay. Well, it's good. Hopefully veterans are listening right now and getting that bit of information and thinking, well,
yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
I need to get the wheels turning. I want to kind of get your background. What is your kind of background when it comes to the military or veterans?
That's right. I did 13 total years in the service.
Wow.
I was an Army paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division, medical NCO, medical sergeant, and also a scout in the Nevada National Guard. I then, after I got out of active duty, I moved to Reno and ended up taking a position at the VA hospital. And from there, I ended up going to the regional office where they process the claims and things like that.
Right.
I worked there for 11 years working in public contact, having to do a wide range of knowledge as far as benefits and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I learned the trade that I do now. And after I did that, I worked for the state of Nevada doing veterans rural outreach.
Okay.
All the places in Nevada that you've wanted to go to or didn't want to go to, I've been to.
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
And I did that for about a year. And then I was going to retire. And a veteran that I had helped out, his mother contacted me. And he had been suicidal. And he just a typical case that I deal with a lot, which is he just fell through the cracks.
Yeah.
His leg had been amputated due to injury from service. Nobody had explained to him the actual benefits that he was entitled to, and he was rated incorrectly. He should have been rated 100%.
Yeah, of course.
And he was rated, I believe, at 50%. And what had happened is the injury that he had was so severe that he kind of twisted, was working construction type thing, and shattered the bone, and the leg had to be amputated. And it was done at the VA authorized the surgery, and it was done. But he didn't know. No one had told him to put in for an increase.
Yeah.
He thought that the VA would just do what was right and just.
Right.
And it didn't ever happen.
Okay.
And so by the time I met the guy, I was doing outreach out in Silver Springs. And he came in. I had a kind of a mobile office that I used. And he came in and I was, you know, asking him like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know? And so he explained everything to me. And I was like, no, this is absolutely incorrect. And I took his case when I was working for the state of Nevada and we got him rated 100%.
Good.
And then his mom contacted me afterwards thanking me and saying, you know, you need to open an office and do this. And that's when I went through the accreditation process, which took about 13 months.
Okay.
Just because the bureaucracy.
More
VA.
Bureaucracy.
And I got my accreditation and then opened up the office. It's veterans law. There's an area of law that specializes just in veterans.
Just in that, yeah.
And I opened my office and started taking in cases. And originally, I was located right next to the regional office. And I just started taking case after case and started winning. And my name gets out there mostly through word of mouth.
Word of mouth. That helps a lot.
Yeah. And so I have about 150 clients. And it's pretty much a one-man operation. I have an office manager.
Okay.
It's a lot of people would find it very boring,
but it's important.
It's law and it's medical and it's documents and it's all these other things and reviewing documents and things like that. I find it interesting. It's kind of a detective and I gotcha type job.
Get a little Perry Mason on them.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what I'm curious about mental health is there when it comes to claims about mental health, how does that work?
It varies.
Okay.
A lot of people think mental health, military, they think PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. That is a large portion of it. Mm-hmm. One of the elements of any mental health condition, always there's different facets of the mental health condition. You'll have, with PTSD, you'll have depression, anxiety, things like that. I have clients who have conditions like schizophrenia that a lot of people don't realize. Schizophrenia affects people in their younger years, and it can be brought on by trauma,
right,
or a traumatic event. And so I have a lot of cases where I'm going back and looking at their service medical records and looking and seeing, were they seen at mental health then? And a lot of times they're discouraged when they're in service to get seen by that because you'll get put out.
Right. And they're like, this is my livelihood. I don't want to get out
of
the military. Yeah.
But a lot of them end up getting out due to behavioral problems. And so I look at those things and we try to put all the parts and pieces together. One of the most overlooked mental health condition that we deal with and that I encourage all veterans to really look into is major depression due to chronic pain.
Okay.
So a lot of guys have all these injuries from service. You know, they've had all these kind of back injuries and all these other things, and they can't do the things that they used to be able to do, and they don't ever connect their depression to the chronic pain.
Right.
Or they think that depression is sitting in the corner crying, when in reality it's not. It's anger, frustration, not able to sleep, things like that. And that's actually major depression.
Okay.
MST, military sexual trauma, is another issue that I deal with male and female veterans. And we go into the military records. We look for clues and things like that for behavioral problems that would have changed the veterans' function while they're on active duty. And so there's a lot of detective work. There's a lot of intense looking at things and going after things.
Wow. Well, thank you for the work that you do. Before we conclude, how about you just put out the information about the cool event that's coming up April 6th?
So the event's going to be April 6th at 4 p.m. at Tentor Distillery at 490 Mill Street here in Reno. It's absolutely free. We're not charging anything. We're just giving information out. So the information that we're going to give out is based on filing an original claim or putting in for a claim for increase. What I do is I specialize in appeals. That's how I get paid. You know, it's a business. And, so it's not going to be involving any type of payment or anything like that, any charge. It's an absolutely free class to help fellow veterans like myself go and file that claim and have the best chance of winning the claim right out the gate.
Okay. Timothy Shepard, thank you so much for coming in, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.